Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Happy Hour Report. I'm DJ Ash Jeffs.
And I'm DJ T Tufts.
And we can't wait to get to talk with our interviewees for this week. Can you give a little hello to our listeners at home?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, my name is Eric.
And I'm Sam.
Yeah, so we'll get to them in a little bit. But on this week's show, we're discussing Doug Ford's budget cuts across Ontario, why everyone wants Cardi B to be the president in 2020, and talking a little bit about our new guests, Eric and Sam. But yeah, so first up on the agenda for today, so OSAP cuts.
Yeesh. To say the least.
Yeah, so on Friday, it was Friday, I believe, there was an announcement about eliminating some of the budget for OSAP. So I'm just going to read a little bit that was in the Laurier Young Liberals Facebook group that they had for an event. Actually, I think there was a protest that happened yesterday on campus. So it said, although this event is organized by the Laurier Young Liberals, this event is a non-partisan event. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip a little bit. So the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario has released their OSAP plan to remove free tuition, reduce the number of grants possible, and remove the six-month grace period of interest-free loans, while simultaneously making ancillary fees optional and reducing tuition for everyone by 10%. Students, especially those from low-income households, will now be forced to increase loan amounts if they wish to pursue post-secondary education. This is accompanied with the removal of six-month interest-free period will make accessing education harder than ever.
Hmm. Yes, so.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the ancillary fees, Taryn?
Yeah, so from what I understand of them, it'll be, like, besides some fees that I think the school can confidently say are not people are not able to opt out of them, there will be, you're able to elect which fees you do and do not pay. So while this sounds on paper like a good thing, I think it'll have quite a profound effect on like extracurricular activities and on campus clubs and different organizations that you find on campus. And I think that will have a large effect on the student experience, especially at Laurier when that's like our whole claim to fame, I guess.
So yeah, our student involvement.
Without that, I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to lose our competitive edge, I think.
Yeah.
If we had one.
I think a lot of the clubs that are kind of at risk would be those that are for marginalized groups like LGBTQ mm-hmm. initiatives, faith-based groups, Indigenous initiatives, and stuff like that. So, I mean, be aware of what's happening with the OSAP cuts and what's happening with the university student experience now.
Mm-hmm.
And how that impacts not only yourself, but also those around you, I guess.
I think especially the end of the six-month grace period is what's really going to hit the students hard. You know, they may not feel it initially, but once they actually get out of school, it's going to hit them like a ton of bricks.
Because
it's been like that for so many years, it's going to be a big change.
Exactly.
Hopefully everyone's doing co-op.
Yeah, saving up that money. Working all those summer jobs, doing all the co-op you can.
Fill that piggy bank.
Yeah, because it's really going to hit hard.
Especially for those of us who have like planned for this and like based our plans of what we're going to do around this. So I think it's kind of abrupt to just take that away so quickly.
Right.
So
yeah, I feel like a lot of people don't walk out of school and get the job they want right away.
Well,
like,
definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, like co-op is great, and I know a lot of people that are kind of like in a position where they're going to be doing that, but I know a lot of people that also plan for that kind of wiggle room afterwards where you can travel, volunteer, just figure out who you are. So that's really quite sad.
Yes.
On the same path of quite sad, Ontario Trillium Foundation cuts are also happening. So that's a 13% cut. This will take away from a lot of nonprofits. I know I did my first co-op at a nonprofit, and they did really great works, but they relied on this kind of funding. So this will kind of make it a little bit more difficult. There's going to be, I believe, a $15 million budget cut this year, which ends on March 31st. So that means, like, it's an in-year budget cut 9 months into the year.
Oh,
so it's actually impacting people right now. Oh. Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
This is not the greatest time for me to be graduating with an arts degree, I don't think, so.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
RIP.
Well, to lighten the mood a little bit, here's Alicia Cara, Not Today. Just kidding, it's not the lightest song, but it's a great song. We love our girl. Hello, welcome back. Taryn, tell me how you feel about Alyssia Cara.
She is so cute and so pure. I can't even. Like, you just listen to her and you're like, she gets it. I mean, she is the same age as me, so it makes sense.
Yeah,
she's grew up in Ontario and all these things.
Just another, like, 22-year-old curly-haired girl. I'm like, wow.
She gets it. She knows.
Yeah, she probably
my
can't.
My twin soul,
perhaps. Can't get a brush through her hair either. I'm like, I feel you, sis. Yeah.
A woman, really.
Yeah. Alrighty, so... next, I wanted to talk about what an exploratory committee is, because with the U.S. election coming up, I mean, they start way ahead of us, and after the midterms, we're just looking towards the future right now. Mm-hmm. So I just read a little bit about... Sorry, there's just some noise outside the window, but it is really hot in here, so we... It's really hard.
The place in this location in general, in Waterloo, is
yeah.
this office.
It's the warmth from our hearts being poured out
course,
through
absolutely.
The
yeah.
walls.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It is four really hot. Hearts, so there's a lot of warmth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is it in here?
I'm going to go with extremely 11.
Yeah, I'm going to take my scarf off as we speak.
Yeah, I was noticing that.
Yeah, actually.
If you're wearing thermal goggles, you'd be blind right now.
Yes. Okay, well, back to what I was saying before I got distracted
by
a
really good analysis,
utter heat. Yeah. Okay, so when the words exploratory committee flick across the Twitter stream or TV screen, it means two things. One, the person is almost definitely running for president, and two, they want to raise money and get their campaign together before they formally announce they are a candidate. So it's like a kind of a two-step dance. So you announce that you are exploring a run for president, and then you announce that you're running for president. So Barack Obama announced for an exploratory committee in January 2007. Wow, that was so long ago. And then made it official in February. So we do have a lot of people coming out. And one person that, you know, I think we all think should be running for president right now is Cardi B.
can I ask where your basis of your want for her to run for president comes from?
Yeah, well, first of all, from my heart. Second of all, from my soul. No.
Contrary to what people think about her, she actually, like, can express herself, like, intelligently. Like, I heard her explain the slave trade in Libya on Twitter once, and I was like, damn, this girl is much smarter than people are giving her credit for.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's necessarily an academic or whatever, but she definitely... understands things deeper than people think she does.
I think it's interesting because now with Donald Trump
yeah.
in office, it opens up the door for so many other people who may not be as qualified as somebody like Barack Obama, who's actually been in government before,
yeah.
to
yeah.
go ahead and run for president. Because it is an open seat. You don't have yeah. to be in government prior to.
Fully. I'm yeah. like I'm saying it 100% tongue-in-cheek, but I do agree with you, Taryn. She actually is quite intelligent.
I'm not saying she should be president
no.
or anything. I think
yeah.
she's very
but
busy.
Would she be
with...
an improvement?
I mean, that's yes. a really good question to pose yeah. right now. Because I think she's a smart woman, but I think also even in her rant that she went on, she's like, I don't know what to do because that's not what I do, which is like great that she can admit that like she sees all these things that are terrible, but she doesn't know what to do because
that's a
some
certain level of intelligence to pretend yeah. you don't have all the answers either. Because I know a lot of celebrities are like, this is what, but it's like you don't have
Donald
the
Trump.
Qualifications. Yeah. To know that, but she's at least aware of this.
Like
yeah.
So there's something
I
to be said.
I forget which one. There's one of like the most popular presidents in the past was actually said that like everything good came from everyone around him, and that he didn't actually know very much and just surrounded himself with smart people. And I think that's yeah. what a good president.
Well, I think to a certain
be.
Extent, yeah. yeah. Like I don't think any president is like well informed about politics here or there and all these foreign countries. So it takes a team, I guess. It takes a village. It
takes a village to raise a country.
Takes Cardi B.
Yeah, I mean.
Takes Cardi for the B. That didn't really make sense.
Isn't she involved in a bunch of legal trouble right now, though?
Yeah, I mean, she put a hit on some ladies that she thought
Tommy
were...
Tommy Lahren or Tom Lahren. Did you see that?
Oh, she's having...
She said, I would dog walk you.
She put a hit on somebody? Like, for real?
I think she, like... There's, like, controversy around whether she hired someone to go beat up these bartenders because she thought that her husband was cheating on her with them, which I think he... No, I don't think he was, but, I mean, he's not her husband anymore. I mean... They're getting a divorce.
Don't even get
divorced.
Me started on him. He can just get out of here.
Yeah.
Like, he's just trying to derail her career at this point. But that's another, that's a whole other segment.
Yeah. It is fair that she is not qualified to be president, but she is saying a lot of stuff that I think, I mean, we're all saying it. There's shutdowns. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like unjust things happening, but at least she's calling attention to it. And fun fact about her, she did go to college briefly before she began stripping, but yeah, she was in an abusive relationship, so she needed to get out. Yeah,
everybody starts somewhere.
So. Yeah, and so I mean, I think she knows what she's doing. Also, like I love comedy, and I think that she is like a comedic talent, and I think that she understands how to use satire properly, and I think that she makes a mockery of herself as a Black woman and like overemphasizes certain stereotypes in order to get attention, and then she can actually talk about important things. And I know I've been saying this for like a year and a lot of people didn't believe me, but I feel like this moment made me be like, yes, I was actually right. But yeah.
You know, it's funny you touched on like her comedic side. Donald Trump used to kind of have like a comedic side too. I don't know if you've ever seen him in his like WWE performances.
What?
He would go up there and he
that's
would,
what
like,
I'd say.
And yeah, sorry. It's a really
Donald
weird.
Trump was in WWE.
For like a brief clip. You've never seen it? Look it up.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's this very comedic, satirical thing. And that's where he gained a lot of his traction. And I think it came to me as a surprise mostly when he announced his presidential run because of the fact that, yeah, I've only known him for this meme beforehand, you know, in Home Alone. And
Yeah.
In 2007.
And I mean, the celebrity apprentice, the apprentice, like.
In the apprentice, so you're fired.
Yeah.
Slowly, right?
It was funny. It was so funny until it was so not.
Until it wasn't, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so really in
what alarms me though, I think, is like there are so many people like jockeying for the Democrat like seat or whatever the proper term is, that I hope they just don't like become overwhelmed by like the surplus of people and like lose a clear vision, because there's so many names I see being thrown around on Twitter, like I don't know how to pronounce this properly, but Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris, yeah.
Yeah, so she's in there, and then everyone's yipping about Beto O'Rourke. Like, there's so many people whose names are being thrown around, so I hope they just, like, can kind of get their shit together.
Yeah.
And have something, like, a clear focus people can hone in on, because I think when too many things are happening, people get distracted.
Yeah.
And when that's the last thing the country needs right now, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was talking to my friend Emily, who lives in Georgia. Shout out to Emily if she's listening. She might be. I love you. Anyways, and she was just telling me about like how they don't know what to do with their recycling anymore. They're really pushing for more reducing. There's just so many issues that we can't even focus on. And I think one thing that we can all agree on, I mean, is the environment. And
it's like America isn't doing a very good job of agreeing on the environment at the present moment.
Yeah.
When you know, president has denied climate change.
Exactly.
Maybe we can, but, you know, maybe not America as a whole. That's why I was making a face at that. Like,
I was like, do you deny?
All four of us can, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's something that, like, stresses me out so much is, like, this should be the one thing people can agree on. Even if you don't think it's a problem right now, you should care because you should be able to realize that it will be. But it is. It is a problem right now. It's going to be a bigger problem. Like, fish in our oceans are dying.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is dying. We're all dying from the moment we're born.
The whole sense of mentality is it doesn't matter because I'm going to be gone in like the next, 60, 70 years anyways. So what does it matter to me if I ruin it for the next generation? So I think people aren't looking at that mindset, thinking about the generations coming. I think that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Especially somebody like Donald Trump. He's old, too, by the way. He's like mid-70s. Like, that's getting there, right?
Yeah.
So.
But McDonald's a day keeps your body looking good.
He bought, it was like a high number amount worth of McDonald's for his guests because no more government workers to cook for his guests at the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you see that?
That is... I'm like a student, and I'm like, I'm not going to just bring you McDonald's when you stay at my house, because that's trash.
And American McDonald's, too. It's significantly worse than Canadian McDonald's.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, you've never had American McDonald's?
I have not.
No. Oh, it's so bad.
What are the differences?
It doesn't taste like meat. It's literally just like grease and salt. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have poutine.
No, but McDonald's poutine is not real poutine.
No.
Have you ever had McDonald's poutine?
It's honestly so trash, but like it does
trash.
The job.
It does. It gets the job.
Yeah.
I mean, worst poutines in Waterloo in order. I'm asking. I'm posing this as a question.
Oh.
I don't want to be the first to bite.
So you want to get us on a blacklist to a restaurant?
I was
going to
say
McDonald's might
Mosey's
be
Mosey's shawarma poutine is really not that good.
Oh, not that good. That doesn't mean bad. you know?
I've had really good trauma poutine before, and it was a disappointment.
Oh, okay.
But...
I'm going to go ahead and say something that people may hate me for. Harvey's poutine is phenomenal.
I love it. Okay, I was really scared that you were going to go in on it.
I built the tension because I wanted, you know, for the viewers to be...
Oh my gosh. Controversial. I don't think smokes is the worst, but I don't think smokes is the best. I think the toppings on the poutines get me going, but the poutine itself...
Fries are lackluster.
It's
not very crunchy.
The fries are reflects McDonald's poutine to me. It's better than McDonald's poutine, but the toppings, phenomenal. Keep it coming.
If you're listening to the smokes, you know what you need to do. Sort yourself out.
Your veggie gravy's good, though, so, like, I'm not hating. That was my controversial. I must admit, and I love Wilf's, but with the fries that are like potato wedges, I don't like wedges and poutine.
Oh no, I don't think that's a wise choice.
I need a plain fry.
What about lattice fries?
Oh, okay. You know what? But they don't have like a lot of seasoning on them, so it's just a different shape of a potato.
Yeah, but they have more surface area, so they get crispier.
They're good. I'm saying that's good. Like that for me.
The Wilf's fries are they're not quite crisp.
Yeah.
Say all the time, so I think that's really there.
But last night you had some, like, of the old fries that they used to have.
Ones, yeah.
The second-year fries. Mm-hmm. But now they got some...
What about McDonald's fries?
McDonald's fries, I mean...
The amount of science that goes into those is fascinating, actually.
Okay, tell me.
There's, like, a number... I can't remember off the top of my head, but I remember reading an article specifically about the food science that went into McDonald's fries, and the amount of testing they've done is just absolutely insane. Because the thing of the dollar value... that they spend and make on them, the amount of, like, research and development on their fries is, like, a little bit upsetting, but it's insane.
Could you imagine your title is Fry Researcher?
Oh, they probably make a ton of money. But, yeah, if on your own free time, look it up, and, like, the science of McDonald's fries, and there's just a whole, like, food science bit on it for any food scientist out there, or, you know.
Definitely look that up. I mean, food science kind of scares me because, like, you're, like, closing your eyes. You're like, oh, I smell, like, bacon. And then you, like, open your eyes and it's, like, a stick. Like, they don't, like, food is not real. And that is so gross. But I'm, like,
ugh. This is one of the things I do choose to be ignorant about a little bit. Because I don't know if I want to know that I'm ruining my own life. I mean, I know that I am in several other aspects. But
have you guys seen Super Size Me?
I actually have never watched Super Size Me.
It's a phenomenal movie. But if you don't want to ruin it for yourself for a few months, don't watch it.
Huh.
So that's Fox News. Their headline is McDonald's French fries contain chemical that may cure baldness, study says.
Amazing.
So, fantastic.
You heard it first
here. Doing God's work.
Health. Did you have, like, what is it called? Not take your kid to school day, but in grade 9 in Ontario, I know go job shadow someone.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called. Does anyone know?
Take your kid to work day.
Take your kid to work day. Okay, that's what it's called. Okay. I went with my friend's mom, actually, and she worked at, like, Maple Leaf. They did, like, a whole program, and there was a whole area where we got to, like, taste test different things, and they had, like, a bunch of food scientists there, and I just thought it was, like, really cool.
That is cool. I mean, I went with my mom to her workplace. She's a teacher. I've been there 1,000 times, so much more exciting to see something different.
Actually, my girlfriend, her dad works at Dare, so Dare Foods that makes, like, bear paws and everything, so she actually got to go on the... food tasting, and I think they had a pre-screening to make sure that your, like, taste buds were up to snuff, and she passed as a child, and then got to do, like, the food evaluation, so, you know.
That's pretty cool.
Hopefully you're, you know, you end up working at Dare, and then you can bring your kids to go eat bear paws or something.
Yeah, get yourself someone who has a food tasting quality that is up to snuff for Dare Foods.
Oh my God.
I'm very curious about this taste bud testing. I want to know if I have what it takes. I do.
Can we contact Dare?
Yeah. Sending the email now.
Hello, Dare. This is us at the Happy Hour Report. We just have some questions.
You've definitely heard of us. One of our four listeners.
We have two listeners, so we're a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. What did you, do you remember what you did for Take Your Kid to Work Day or whatever?
I don't think I went.
Yeah, I went with my mom. Yeah. There was a lot of filing, a lot of typing, so not too interesting.
Yeah. I don't think it changed. I don't think it changed me to want a job in that way. But I mean, it's cool to realize what people in your life are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many jobs that exist that I couldn't have even imagined when I was in high school.
Doesn't Cardi B have a kid?
Yeah, she has a kid. Her kid's name is Culture. She's raising Culture.
So what about Take Your Kid to Work Day and your mom's Cardi B?
Well, by that time, she'll be president.
Oh, so take your so kid to the White House or something?
Yeah.
The house they already live in. Yes.
She'll just paint her house white and she'll be like, we're going to move it here. She has so many cars, she doesn't drive. Mm-hmm. She's a fascinating woman. Well,
never knew.
On that note, we're going to take a little break, listen to some Two Door Cinema Club, and when we come back, we're going to kick off a little bit of an interview here. Welcome back. So, okay, let's do our little interview here. So first off, who are you? Tell us about yourself.
My name is Eric. I am from the University of Waterloo.
Mm-hmm. What year in your studies?
First year psychology.
Okay, cool.
I'm Sam. I'm also from Waterloo. We're both first year students.
Yeah. We met actually in our psychology 101 class.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh, wow. That's so awesome. So how do you keep busy?
Being in school.
Yeah.
It's actually a busy semester this year. And with the radio thing, I think we're pretty jam-packed.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I'm only taking four courses.
Oh, you're only taking four courses?
Two of them I found out are bird courses, so...
So you're not even at school.
Other than that, though, I do meditate a lot. I try to meditate every morning, cool. Get to the gym, do some yoga, you know, all fun psychology stuff.
Yeah.
Probably things we'll be talking about on our show.
You read a lot too, right?
Yeah, a lot of audiobooks.
Okay, and I appreciate him for that because like I want to read more, mm-hmm. but just I don't know.
Honestly, what helps is audiobooks because like especially as students being on the bus, the amount of hours you're walking on the bus, probably ranging from a half hour to a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
Average audiobooks are like 6 to 10 hours, so you can be finishing an audiobook a week.
Yeah,
that's really productive of you.
Thanks. I don't really do much. I just put them in my ears. And then you can also play. A lot of times I read them slowly, and you can play it back at like 1.1 or 1.2 speed, so you can finish them 10 to 20% faster.
Oh, wow.
And if you have a library card, like the City of Waterloo, you can get a library card for free. There's an app called Libby. You can go on there, and you can get free audiobooks, and you can sign them out like a library. So you just get unlimited free audiobooks. Sometimes it's a bit of a wait, and you have like 2 weeks to finish them. Usually it's enough time. But yeah, they have a lot of books, so you can just be reading books all the time, and your friends think you're smart, but you're not actually reading.
I read this book the other day.
Yeah, and like, my friends call me out all the time. Like, yeah, I read this book. Like, no, you listened to the book. You didn't actually read it.
Semantics.
Do you find that it retains as strong as when you read it?
Generally, it depends what you're doing.
Because for me, it would be like watching a TV show when I'm like cooking or something. Like, I can't retain.
Highly recommend for on the bus or the first half of your workout.
And, like, is that kind of how you're, would you say you're, like, an auditory learner?
Yeah, I think, because I've been out of school for a number of years before starting, so I did a lot of audiobooks and podcasts, so I think I've just kind of developed that. I'm not sure if I was naturally like that, but I've definitely developed that.
Yeah, you've trained yourself.
That's cool. And it's just easier, like,
you kind of need to be an auditory learner in university, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
You can't always be looking, you have to...
Yeah,
and listen, then, that's helpful.
And then you got to take notes, and you're supposed to write them by hand. Another psychology thing.
Do you guys take your notes by hand?
I take all of my notes by hand because I know every single professor begins off lecture stating like, "There's a study. It says it is."
And then you are with your Mac and you're hiding. You're like, "Oh."
Okay. I also think the professors respect you more because they can tell you're like, even if you're not paying attention, you're at least like not actively seeking a distraction kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, I think my profs like respect. Like, I have small classes, so they know.
They come out saying, like, the studies are in, and they're true. Last semester, I took all my notes by MacBook. I have to say MacBook because I spend that much money, so I have to. I took all my notes by my laptop, and this year I'm actually taking all my notes by hand. And already, like, at the end of the week, I can go back and I can say everything that I learned in all my classes efficiently, too. Whereas last semester, I would not be able to do that.
And I'm a more engaged student when I've already, because sometimes I would be like, oh, I don't really need to do this reading as thoroughly. Mm. So then I'd just be like either looking at my notes, which I just copy and pasted. We're both in fourth year. So like, I think what we've learned over our studies is kind of like, I don't know, I take my notes by hand in my notebook and then I look at it so that I'm not getting distracted. I'm not searching anything else up. These things are so distracting. You look and you get like, oh, a notification for this, a notification for that. I know you can turn them off.
Do you have notifications on your laptop?
Yeah, I get text notifications.
What computer do you have?
Mac, I got it in 2014, just like a MacBook.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, with the Macs, they're so integrated to your phone. It's like
One. It shows when I pick up my phone and I'm, like, searching on my phone. Yeah, it, like, can tell me. So, I mean, it just makes you a more engaged learner. So I'd say stick with writing your notes by hand as long as you can. Some classes it's hard. Yeah, turn your notifications off if you can. I totally understand that some people can't.
Does it go on Facebook? And
yeah, does it track?
On MSN, like I do.
Does your phone track how much you're on it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long are you usually spending on it?
It varies because I'm not, during the week, I'm like never on my phone.
Nice.
And I'm really bad texter.
You're not on your phone very
I'm
often.
Sorry. But on weekends, it can like be like, I should look at the reports.
At some point, we're going to be doing a controversial podcast about how phones being on your phone is a terrible idea.
Spoilers.
Oh, no. It's honestly, I deleted like all of my social media apps off of my phone this summer, and I just used it as a phone.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot more satisfied with myself as a person, a lot more engaged in conversation.
Yeah.
And I was just able to focus on doing things outside of this, like the digital realm that brought me more joy.
So what I found was last semester, the one mistake that got me to procrastinate more and not be on top of my things was, well, yeah, but also not giving myself time to myself. So now that I find that I'm scheduling at least an hour a day to myself, whatever that be, whether that's playing video games or reading a book that I want to do or playing with my dog, as long as you schedule an hour for yourself, I find that you do your work because you're looking forward to that hour.
Yeah.
And that's what's been helping me.
Yeah, I'd say I work, I'm in a full course load, we do this. I do dance class. Like, I'd say, yeah, this, I think taking this on, this show, has helped me stay on top of my life better.
Yeah, I think so too, because I get to see you for at least 1 hour a week without fail. And then, like, I don't, Ashley can confirm this, but I don't really do anything in preparation for this because she does it all. And I just roll up every week and pretend like I know what I'm talking about.
Not true. We go over everything together.
You come up with the ideas, and I say, yeah, that's good. Because I agree with you, but...
Yeah, but Taryn runs all of the computer stuff,
yeah,
just so
healthy,
you know.
It's a healthy balance.
Yeah, we're like a great...
Dumb and dumber.
I'm dumber. I'm definitely dumb, though. Wow, that's true love.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow, yeah, so, yeah. So, back to you. Keep busy. You said you have a dog. Okay, we need to stop and talk
this
about this.
This is the most important
Absolutely.
Thing on the show.
Actually... I will show you guys pictures as I'm talking.
Oh my gosh!
The listeners cannot see
pictures to the radio.
Yeah, you can send the picture to us.
Then
we can
tweet
out.
Because I want everybody on this planet to see this picture. But she is 11 years old. She just turned 11.
Oh,
she's a Rottweiler.
Mine's the same age. Mine's at my parents' house. I don't live with them, so I don't consider my dog.
And we had a birthday party for her.
Oh
my god!
You should make your first tweet. Pictures of your dogs about your show. Your first tweet about your show. I swear, people will tune in. They'll be like, dogs?
I'm gonna
have a picture of my dog cuddling my cat.
I'm going to describe it. So it's my dog who's a Rottweiler with a birthday hat on. And
so
behind
cute.
Her it's a big banner that says happy birthday.
Oh, and the dog looks
so
really
precious.
Unimpressed,
too. Oh, she was so pissed off.
Oh, my God, that's an angry looking dog.
Yeah,
she's just an aging woman. It's hard.
Yeah.
She's tired.
She was not happy. She was tired.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Oh,
I feel
that. I love a grumpy dog. Just a tired dog that's kind of like...
We stand it.
Yeah. I'm exhausted with you. I'm like,
absolutely.
I'm exhausted.
I'm like,
me
too. I'm tired of my own shit at this point.
I'm over me. So other than your dog, what would you say you're passionate about? I mean, your dog alone is enough.
I don't know. I used to make short films.
Okay,
time
cool.
In high school, and I used to make short films. And yeah, I'm not going to say it because they're kind of...
I was
going to
say, what
made,
topic?
No, okay, I can talk about them, but I'm not going to... put it out there only because like
send
when you make
link.
Something
send a link
when you link. When you make something as time goes on you just it doesn't age well sometimes they age really good so
yeah
like kids.
Trust me
but yeah no it I do treat them like my children actually yeah
okay.
My little horrible video babies
trust me we've all have picnic pictures from like 2009
oh my god
like...
that's what it's called I could not remember what that thing was called it's called
yeah.
Picnic.
That app.
Oh,
edited.
Man.
Destabilized.
So, I mean,
what's
the
entire society.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
you
so you're definitely younger because you don't know what Picnic is.
Yeah,
I'm old, so.
But, yeah. Like, 4 years, though. What did I miss in these crucial years?
Oh my God, the best part of the 2000s. So Picnic, basically, picture the worst Instagram filter, and then you add your own, like, writing. It's like Snapchat, but, like, tackier. Yeah. And then you're, like, taking your hair and, like, putting it over one of your eyes because you're like
bang.
Emotional.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm Lights and Never Shout Never and Fall Out Boy and all of the above.
The first and last time I've been proud of myself in my whole life is when I never had Facebook until I was in like grade 11 or 12.
Oh, yes. That is.
I actually had an email theme party recently.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh, write that down.
We love theme parties. We stand theme parties.
Yeah, everyone brought their old band t-shirts and we got Sharpies and colored our nails in with Sharpie.
Oh my goodness.
Very good.
That was from the past.
Yeah, and then we brought eyeliner too for all the guys.
Guyliner.
Yeah.
Screeching.
Yeah, every crush I ever had in middle school was like, he would look really good with guyliner.
Oh. Is that what girls think internally?
I mean, that's what girls thought in what, 2008?
Yeah, all my female friends would straighten my hair.
Yes, straightening.
I just said that on the radio.
I was going to say
it's out there. It's out there.
No, it was a different time. It was a different time.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
A different era.
Telling the children.
It's a different Sam, if you
will. Same Sam.
Same Sam.
Yeah.
Different
Sam. We're all the same people from 2009, just less privacy because of the internet.
What does that meme? It's like, it's all downhill after summer 2016 or something.
Actually, for real though.
Like, let's think about it. Like, that was peak.
I feel like that really hit hard. First of all, Drake came out and then Trump came in. And it was just like, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
But didn't Elon Musk, when did Elon Musk relaunch?
He's recent though. Like, I keep forgetting that he's pretty recent.
It's been a good year after 2006 for Elon Musk though. Or 2016.
2016, yeah.
Yeah, it's uphill for Elon Musk, downhill for everyone else.
He built a tiny submarine to save those Thailand children. Yeah. Which was like one of the best stories of 2018, in my opinion. The soccer team in Thailand that was stuck in the cave, and then they got freed.
Oh, then he got called out for just doing it to, you know.
It was really bad because somebody called him a really bad name, and it was just, it's bad.
Sometimes we just have to be happy that people are doing good things.
Even if they just want to do it to feel cool.
Yeah.
They're still doing the good thing.
Yeah, it's regardless of your intentions, something good is being done, so.
Yeah, like Phoebe on Friends, when she like let the bee sting her because she wanted it to look cool in front of its bee friends, but then it died. Because she's just trying to find something that would not make her feel good. Yeah.
Okay, Friends or The Office?
The Office.
Or can you not even compare them?
Neither.
Two different.
The Office.
Neither.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry, Sam. What?
Okay. What do you like to watch on TV then? Or do you
documentaries?
Okay. What's Sam. The last documentary that you've watched? Do you watch?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I love a good doc.
Oh man. Most recent.
The Office is a good doc, though. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
like,
a good.
Dude, Okay. Before you talk about your documentaries, The Office. You seriously don't like The Office?
No. It makes me really depressed.
I can respect that, but I don't like it.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Anyone?
Oh, yeah.
I try to get into it. It's decent. I just couldn't, like, keep going with it.
The first couple times I watch anything, I am, like, really wishy-washy. Like, I tried to watch The Office probably for, like, 6 years before I actually watched it all the way through. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I just got into loving it.
I've been watching The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and I was in a student lounge studying, and I was, like, audibly laughing. I'm like, I am that annoying person. Watching Netflix and taking notes, and then laughing. So loud in
what
the
about
center.
Dramas? Anybody watch any good dramas?
I mean, I watch the news sometimes. No,
filled with drama.
I
kind of like to alternate between something kind of dramatic and something funny because I don't want to be like too like, but I also don't want to be too
in
my feelings all the time.
I can't say I've watched a drama in a long time. I do a lot of like, I can't think of the last one I watched, but like documentaries and then comedies and then RuPaul's Drag Race.
Of course, yes. The bare minimum.
A lot of Joe Rogan podcast. Well, some of them, most of them are just smoking weed and talking about UFC and Joey Diaz having a stupid story. That's like 98% of them. 2% are really interesting.
Sometimes you got to go through that 98%.
Oh, it's so hard to find that. Actually, a really interesting one was Icarus about the Russian doping scandal. Remember Russia got banned from the Olympics?
Yes.
I saw that trailer and I was like, I have to
it's
watch
a
that.
Crazy documentary. So it's like, it starts off with the one guy just wanting to do steroids for a bike race because he believes everyone else is doing it. So he's seeing how easy it is to pass. So the guy he gets to put him on a steroid regimen is Gregory something other. So he's the one that's running steroids for all of Russia, their Olympic team. And so, and then this whole thing happens while the documentary is going on. And then so the guy's life is, under threat. And it really just turns into a James Bond movie. At one point, there's like a fake door that they moved to, like, switch out the urine samples.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the KGB has, like, a house right next to it that they run away, and then they go into the house with the fake urine samples, come back with the clean ones, and go in back through the fake door. It's an insane documentary. Yeah.
But oh, my goodness.
Even if you're not interested in the topic, really, really interesting, but, yeah.
No, that's a really good... I heard that it was a really good documentary, and I've been meaning to watch it, because I
really
know
good.
That it's
yeah,
really
I
good.
Just added it to my list,
who
literally.
Else is a really good... what's his name?
We're All Sleep When I'm Dead, I think. It's Steve Aoki's documentary.
My mind. Did you say Steve Aoki?
Yeah, his documentary.
Really?
Did you know his dad invented Benihana?
Really?
Yeah. You know the hibachi restaurants?
The more you know.
Yeah, his dad did that.
Huh.
And he set like
wow,
a land speed
you know.
Record on a boat or something.
That I just know him from Turned Down for What?
So what dramas do you like to watch?
What dramas do I like to watch? I like The Walking Dead. I've been following it for a long
okay.
time. Its quality has declined.
Oh, that's
a
what I heard.
More.
Yeah.
What else do I watch? Dexter I watched from start to finish. Really, really amazing show. I know, if we're talking about so much drama, like, I don't watch that much drama.
Yeah.
No, I do. It's just, it's not, like big ones that I've been watching. No. Walking Dead I've been following for
ooh,
years, though.
Did you watch what was the crime one that was originally, it was based around the people who first started finding serial killers?
Mindhunter?
Yeah, Mindhunter.
Yeah, I watched the first episode. It's a really good episode.
Yeah.
I didn't continue on with this season, but...
relatively based on truth, and it's very interesting because nobody knew about serial killers before because they'd never really catch them, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really good psychological show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it really brings you in.
It's based on like enough truth that you're actually learning a little bit from it.
I watched Ozarks, actually, the first season. I got to watch the second season. Oh, phenomenal show.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
Well, talking about, you were just getting into a little bit about like how the psychology of serial killers and stuff is something that interests you. So... can you tell us a little about your interests, how you're going to integrate that into your show? Just like, yeah, what your show's called, when does it air?
Yeah, for sure.
Give a little plug to yourself.
So our show is called The Scholars Podcast. It's airing Wednesdays at 4 p.m. until 5 p.m.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
You can high five as you're going.
Yeah. It'll be a good transition. But yeah, no, essentially what we're talking about is a psychological discourse. But what's relevant in the field of psychology today, and we're helping students with tips that'll help their academic lives. Because as students, we get it, you know.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And I just obsessively read about psychology in different studies and just find the ones that are most applicable to students, and then just we'll kind of bring those in, summarize them for people in different books, things we're learning. Because there's just so much to stay on top of, so we do the reading about psychology so you don't have to.
Oh, I like that.
I love the sounds of that.
Yeah. That's really cool. And so do you have DJ names?
Ooh, DJ names.
And do you want us to make up some for you? We've done that before.
You know what? Why don't you give us some of your best DJ names and then we'll pick from a pile.
Well, I mean, I didn't come with anything prepared this week like last week.
Do you guys have DJ
names? I'm DJ Ash Jeffs.
And I'm DJ T-Tuffs. Just based on our names, so it kind of works.
Yeah.
Are these like radio DJ names or like club DJ names?
I mean, I'm versatile.
Same
I'm ready. Break out the turntables. I'm like, freaking, freaking, freaking.
On the opposite, I'd be like, okay, we're listening to the Dixie Chicks now. Everyone
would be, so, like. On iPod Shuffle?
Yeah.
The Dixie Chicks. Well, we were talking about the Dixie Chicks the other day, actually.
I think the Dixie Chicks radicalized me, and I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
Are you on a watch list now?
Yeah.
No, honestly, like, sometimes I'm like, I think
big red flags
I'm concerned.
Up on, like, 5 different computers.
Like, the things I'm putting on my discussion post for my class, I'm like, they're going to come for me in no time at all.
Based on the Dixie Chicks?
I mean,
yeah.
They...
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Wait, well, how does this relate to the
Dixie Chicks? Okay.
Are they radical? Or like,
well, like, not particularly, but, like...
Not in 2019, but when they... In their day,
they
I say...
They spoke out about, like, the U.S., like, occupation of Iraq, and, like...
Really?
Said
the
that,
Dixie
like,
Chicks.
Yeah.
So they kind of went against, like... Obviously, their fan base is probably, like, very, like, rah-rah military. So, like, for them to say that was kind of, like, bold and gutty, and then people, like, crucified them for it, so...
Mm.
And then their career kind of took a different turn of them, like, acknowledging, they're like, you told me to kill myself, which is not cool, because I just expressed an opinion, but...
Yeah.
So, because of that...
They didn't say what people wanted to hear, but they did say what they needed to say for themselves, and
which,
that's pretty...
I'm like, well, I agree.
Badass. Yes.
That's cool. Dixie
but
Chicks
yeah.
radicalized you.
Back to DJ names.
I'd be DJ 5 AM because the 5 looks like an S.
Okay.
Yeah, just because of that. And then if I were to play at clubs, I'd just play until 5 in the morning.
That really works on multiple levels, and that's what we're going for. Yeah. Now for Eric with a K.
Eric with a K.
It's actually with a K.
I mean, DJ Eric with a K.
You know
what's your
that,
background?
Like what? Like my ethnicity?
Yeah.
I'm Spanish.
Spanish? Can you do like a cool Spanish thing?
DJ
and then
Spanish.
Taryn's in languages. T-tuffs.
This is tough.
So I'm like, I'm trying to like draw from your Spanish knowledge.
Yeah, actually,
of the language.
Can we talk about that actually? So Sam, you've been on Duolingo for 2 weeks.
I got on.
This guy's essentially like a Spaniard now. Like,
are you
fluent?
You
have your citizenship.
I'm top 2 on the bronze leaderboard.
Are you actually?
Actually, that may have changed.
well,
Nina was, you know, coming up fast.
I can barely participate in Unolingo, and that's just talking normally.
Unolingo? Oh,
me when
oh
I just
gosh.
Speak
English.
English.
Is hard. You know English?
I am. I'm now 5th.
Ah,
mierda.
I mean, the fall is fast.
No bueno.
Yeah, no es bueno.
That is the higher or the farther you fall.
DJ, you know what? I got it. DJ Eriquito.
Eriquito. Oh,
because growing up, that was my Spanish like nickname with all my Spanish friends. Because I grew up in like in a Spanish complex, so
like
all my
taquito?
What?
Like taquito.
Yeah, well, you add ito to an end of a, like a word to make it. Yeah, I know.
To like,
and, yes.
Yeah, like make it cuter and.
That's
yeah,
so
like,
cute.
Make it, like, small and like yeah, Eriquito, taquito.
I love that.
DJ Eriquito.
DJ Eriquito and DJ 5 AM.
I'm definitely not going to keep that for the
I'm not keeping the DJ.
But thank you. That was fun.
We like to, you know, generate some creativity here.
Yeah.
Well.
I could be 5 p.m.
Why p.m.?
Well, actually, it wouldn't work. Just spelling my name.
Oh, because anyway, that's the time your show goes until.
But anyway, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, you could go DJ 5 a.m. ending here at 5 p.m.
Oh.
That could be your slogan.
Oh, that's slick. That's slick.
No. This is just going downhill real fast.
That's
it
pretty
is.
Good.
It's kind of like 2016.
Yeah, no. Downward slope.
Well,
all up from here, though.
Yeah.
Before we round off this little interview, let's hit him with Lord Team. Welcome back to the Happy Hour Report. It's DJ Ash Jeffs again. So we're going to end off our podcast today by hitting the topic really quickly of Ariana Grande's new song, Seven Rings. And I'm just going to read a few of the lyrics from it. So, I want it, I got it. 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 You like my hair? Gee, thanks. I just bought it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it. Now,
can't relate.
Yeah, I'm like, can't relate with my 275 I've left. But I do relate to the you like my hair, gee, thanks, I bought it line. I'm like, wow, that is the way I feel after getting my hair braided. But how do you feel about the song, Taryn?
It came at an interesting time, I think, culturally.
Yeah, controversial. Have you either of you gotten a chance to hear this song?
Negative.
Okay, so it samples Favorite Things from The Sound of Music. So
That's nice.
Basically, I had a friend who was playing it, and it was like I was talking about OSAP budget cuts, and then she brought up the song, and I was like, I think just for me, the fact that it came out the same time that OSAP budget cuts were being discussed and the middle of a government shutdown for the U.S., like, people aren't getting paid. I was just like, maybe not the classiest time to come out with a song about how you can afford everything.
You bought 6 diamond rings for your friends.
I'm like, great, can you buy 6 loaves of bread for the government workers that aren't getting paid?
Just 6?
Or yeah. 6 McDoubles?
Yeah, 6 McDoubles. Like, at least Trump would do that. I mean,
the bare minimum.
The McDouble, the date on a budget.
Yeah.
But anyways... To end off this week's show, we like to ask the 36 questions that lead to love. It was actually really great. Before the show started, they got to tell me a little bit about the history of the psychology of it. So tune into their show, and maybe they'll be able to talk about it there next week.
Yeah, we should mention
them. Yeah. So I'm going to get you to pick who would like to go first. A question between, a number between 1 to 36.
1 to 36, 13.
13.
22.
Bold.
Okay, so I'm going to go with 13, and then I'm going to go with 22. So 13, and both of you answer this. If there was a crystal ball, if a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, your future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
Whoa.
Whoa. This could go really dark.
Yourself, you know. So what is it, yourself, your future, your past?
Your life.
Your life.
Your future or anything else.
Well, the whole future thing is kind of like, if you know about it, then does it change? It's like your whole idea of like how time works, and that's way too much science fiction. Yeah. I'd say just because, you know, psychology radio show myself, because I think you can use that for the most good. Like if you actually understand yourself and then how to, like where you're actually at and then how to change that, I think that's really important for a lot of people. Like a lot of, you know, what we're going to be talking about in our first episode is counseling and cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's literally getting to the root of what's the problem. Mm-hmm. And I think that is really important for most people because we don't really do a lot of self-reflection, and we think about ourselves in a very superficial kind of way, but without actually reflecting on ourselves. Ooh, but I feel like a lot of people having that crystal ball showing them about themselves, they might not like it.
Oh.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, you should do it anyway.
Okay. So DJ Arequito.
Yes.
What would you like to know?
I think I would ask it what my biggest regret in my life is or will be.
Wait, do you not know what it is?
Actually, no, that's a good point. Okay, so what it will be. That way I can prevent it at all costs.
Okay.
But what if it already happens? Like in a lot of movies, when they know the future,
okay, fine,
it keeps
then,
happening.
What if
well,
asking
then,
the ball
well,
is
I would
the biggest
ask
regret?
Yeah.
What will be my biggest regret?
Catch 22.
So talking about 22, question 22.
Yeah.
This one's an awkward one. I love doing this in groups of people, but I'm going to get you two to consider the partner, each other.
Okay.
So alternate sharing thing, something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner.
Oh.
Share a total of, I'm going to say, 3 items.
That's not awkward at all. Sam,
I know.
The second half I feel like is going to be awkward.
No, that's it.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's it.
Okay.
But I mean, I've done this in like a group of people and I've just picked 2 random people who just met and I was like, share things back and forth.
Sam is very persistent. So when it can be negative. It's in this regard positive. When you like settle down to like get something done, you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two.
Jealous.
Okay, you have to share something back.
Oh, he's got a great...
Okay, thank you for doing that because I didn't have a number two.
maybe you will be like...
Just
like
in case you hadn't noticed, he has a really good radio voice. I actually described you...
Thank you.
...as
Sam.
Having the radio voice because they weren't sure who you were. And it was like the radio voice like, oh, yeah, that's definitely Eric.
I think before we even landed this gig at the radio, he said that.
Oh, yeah,
me.
No,
was
that
like,
was one of the first things like upon meeting you.
Yeah.
Oh, I love friendship.
Okay, now back to that.
Sam... you can retain information really, really good too.
Thanks.
Like you can recall things from like stuff that you read like months ago, and it's really like it's really impressive. I can't do that.
Thanks.
So.
It's because I don't remember anything else. Like I don't remember where my keys are. They're actually usually attached to me.
Right. Yeah.
I forget everything else, so I make lots of room for random studies.
The worst thing that happens to me is I'm pulling out of the driveway and I'm like. Did I lock the house and I have to get out of my house, my car,
feeling.
Walk up to my house, and I did lock almost every time.
Yep.
Mm. Horrible.
There's actually people who get really bad anxiety of leaving the stove on, and they're going to burn the house down. So what you can actually do to fix that is just take a picture of your stove.
You know what? I did a study for Psychology 101. It was part of my, for the credit, I had to do some studies, right? And,
yeah.
What the study was, actually, I went in and they were measuring my levels of stress when I was cooking something to see if I left the stove on or off. And yeah, they were actually measuring like OCD levels and like stress levels with regards to the stove.
There's a lot of people with like OCD type tendencies who like obsess over those things.
Right.
If you just take a picture of it,
yep.
Problem solved.
Wow. Okay, you've got 2 more things. You've got 2 more things. You gave him 2. So you've got 2 more things. You've got 1 more thing you got to say.
I know it's very limited, Sam. So
we're here to spread the love on this
this
so dear show.
I can only pick
400 things I would say about you.
I only have 2 more. Wow. I really have to prioritize these.
Yeah, nice save.
Yeah. Oh, you do have really good taste in restaurants.
Thanks. Oh, aww. My God, that means a lot to me.
That's a big compliment.
Wow, you are selling this.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're selling your friendship, I mean, like, it's, like, I already signed the contract.
Yeah, like, our first date, you took me to, was it La Pupuseria?
Yeah, La Pupuseria.
So good. Shout out to La Pupuseria.
This is on, what street is it on? It's in downtown.
Kitchener, right by the market. Like, the Kitchener right market, the it's, like, one street over.
Yeah. Don't sleep on downtown Kitchener. They've got all the best food.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't sleep.
And you know what, I will say that being Spanish myself, a lot of times the big worry is, will we find something authentic? Yes, this place is an authentic Spanish restaurant. Go there.
That's super awesome. God.
It's so good.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. One more thing for you.
Sam, you have the ability to cast doubt and always, no, listen, it's going to go great, trust me.
Yeah.
You can always cast doubt and on the right things too. So you're a man who likes to weed out all the bullshit. And you need that, especially in our day and age.
Yeah, of course.
With this broad digital age that we're in, and instant communication, you need that attached to you. So he has that.
Yeah.
You're always second guessing, and then you need to second guess.
Like just before the show started.
Yeah, no, we were trying to plan out our episode, and we got into a disagreement because of a point. Anyways,
yeah,
it's a good thing that you have though.
I appreciate that. I like that all of my positives, I sometimes just take them too far, and then they become negatives.
You're on a little bit of a spectrum. Continuum is teetering.
You know, some people do say I might be on the spectrum, but, you know, that's for a different episode. I actually got, like, a psychological assessment done as a kid. We'll put that on a different episode.
Yeah. Was I not supposed
tune
to laugh
in
at
next
that?
Week, 4 p.m. Wednesday.
Was I not supposed to laugh at that? Sorry.
Already.
I can laugh at it.
Already, what's your last thing that you would say you love about Eric?
Oh, I think it's your ability to be organized. You're definitely the yin to my yang, whichever one you're supposed to be. Because, like, I'll forget what day it is and, you know, forget to send emails and be like, wait, when are we doing this? What's the name of the podcast or show? And you remember that. You do all the detail organization stuff.
Yes.
And then I'll just, you know, work on a bunch of random studies that I've read that I can remember for some reason, but I can't remember when our podcast is.
A healthy balance, yeah.
So, yeah, it actually works really well. You're like the Wozniak to my Jobs.
Oh, the Apple reference. I just got that. Yeah, it sounded a little bit, like, provocative at first, and I was like...
To be fair, I don't really want to refer to myself as Steve Jobs, but...
Sam, I am so excited to start our podcast next Wednesday, so...
And we're so excited for you to start it. So tune in next week for the Scholars Podcast,
The
Scholars Podcast, Wednesdays at 4 p.m., and then keep tuning in next week for our show.
Get comfortable. We'll be here.
We'll be here. Get settled in. So we just want to give a big shout out to the Scholars Podcast for coming in. DJ Arakito and DJ 5AM. Stick with those. Tweet at them about it.
Please don't.
Commit.
While you're at it, making plans for next week, pencil us in, and also pencil in Bingo with Twan. So there will be a special movie, Bingo with Twan, with Arts Laurier. So it's geared towards first-year students at Wilfs, but all are welcome. We just want to say, do you want to part with any words of advice before you leave today?
Yes. That's a great... Do you want to go ahead with that?
So next week, I believe it's called Thrive Week, which is looking about student mental health. If you look it up, there is a calendar of all the events happening.
This is at Laurier. Right?
Yeah.
At Laurier, yes.
At Laurier. Oh,
yeah, you can do dance classes. Workout classes. It's great.
I think it's WLU/wellness.ca. If you head over there, there's an itinerary for the next week and what activities you can join in. And just essentially going over the wellness for your mental health, for your physical health overall, just what you can do to kind of make your week a little less stressful.
Actually, there is one thing. So, for our first podcast, we're going to talk about a specific use of psychology that was shown to increase, half the people that did it, they had an increase in their average by 15 to 25%.
Tune in for that.
It was a quarter of people is 15 to 25%, and then there was like another quarter had another significant increase, and we're going to be talking about that.
But yeah, our show is essentially telling you how to be the best student you can be, so please tune in for that if you... Go ahead and be the best student you can be.
Well, that's amazing. Taryn, any parting words this week?
No. I don't even know anymore. I don't know how I'm supposed to go after that. So.
Yeah. Well, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Vote Cardi B.
Cardi B 2020.
Already have a great night. This is the Happy Hour Report signing off.